So you're dealing with anxiety. I get it, right? This life, there's so much pressure, everything coming at us so fast, right? I mean, worrying about how to deal with that thing that's happening at work, or how you're going to pay the bill, or why you feel so lonely and just feeling like nobody gets me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. And I'm always nervous, worried, anxious, wondering, and even speculating on things that might happen, and maybe they don't even happen, but then I still worry about the next thing that might happen. And Jesus, He knows that we struggle with these things, right? He knows in this fallen world that you and I, we struggle with these nervous, anxious thoughts that make their way into our mind and then into our heart and deep, deep into our soul, and they shape the very existence of our being. And Jesus doesn't want you to live like that. So today we're talking about how to deal with anxiety, because Jesus wants you to deal with this thing once and for all, and He wants you to experience the peace that He has to offer you. And so how can we deal with anxiety? Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 35, going all the way through to verse 34, Jesus giving the Sermon on the Mount, and He's telling His followers that He doesn't want them to deal with anxiety for their entire lives. And He basically gives them three little ways that they can deal with this. And so here they are. Number one, embrace your worth, right? Number two, live by faith. Seems pretty simple to say. Number three, change your focus. So let's go through these one by one and see if you can put these into practice this week. Number one, embrace your worth. Matthew 6, starting in verse 25. Therefore I tell you, Jesus says, do not be anxious about your life, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, nor about your body, about the clothes you're going to put on. How many of you guys worry about the clothes you're wearing? Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Of course it is. Look at the birds of the air. I think there's birds chirping around me right now. Well, that's pretty cool. They neither sow nor reap. Even though I'm on a farm right now, the birds, they didn't plant any of the stuff that's planted around here. So they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Get this right here. Are you not of more value than they? Jesus is asking a rhetorical question to you. Are you not of more value than birds of the air? And that's where we get this embrace your worth. You know, a lot of the times the anxiety that you struggle with comes from a lack of worth, understanding your value in the eyes of your Creator. Instead, we go through this life thinking that we're not enough, that we're not valuable enough, that we'll never measure up, that we're not good enough, that we're not good enough parents, or we're not good enough kids, or we're not good enough at our job, or we're not good enough at just doing life. And Jesus is saying, hey man, you are so valuable to your Father. He made you, created you, and you need to find your value and worth in Him. You were created in His image, the epitome of His creation. The birds, man, they're great. But God values you way more than them. And if He takes care of them the way He does, He's definitely going to take care of you. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to meditate on your value. Now, as a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus, you might think, that just seems weird that I would think of just my value. But the more you ponder on the Father, the Creator, His majesty, and the fact that He created you in His image and finds value in you, that brings worth that the world cannot give you. Because if you're always looking for your value or your worth in what the world says you are, or trying to measure up to somebody else, you're always going to come up short. Someone's always going to be better than you. And so embrace your worth in God. Number two, live by faith, right? Where am I getting that? Well, let's pick up in verse 27, and it says this, "And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" Side note here, all the worrying that you're doing, it's not doing you any good. It's not giving you any more life. It's not making life more enjoyable. And it's certainly not extending the amount of time that you're going to be alive. In fact, it's actually kind of shortening it. And so you can't add any time to your life by all that worrying. "And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon," that's a king in the Old Testament, "in all his glory," he was super wealthy and rich. Same thing, right? Wealthy and rich. "In all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Another rhetorical question here, right? If God clothed the flowers of the field so spectacularly, in a way that not even the richest person on earth can clothe themselves, will he not much more take care of you, O you of little faith? That tells us this, that if we have let anxiety and worry run our lives and control our minds and hurt our hearts, we got to be honest with ourselves and say, our faith is not as strong as it needs to be. We need to grow in our faith, because obviously we're not as strong spiritually as we might think we are. And so that means that in order to grow in our faith, we've got to live by faith and not by sight. That means that we trust our Heavenly Father. We understand our value in Him. But then we live by faith in every single area of our lives. That means we lean on God. We trust in Him. And we don't just trust what we see, right? We see a bill and we worry, how are we going to pay it? Instead of living by faith, saying, God's got me, He loves me, He cares for me, He's my Father, and by faith I believe that He's going to help me meet this need. I don't know how I'm going to put dinner on the table. I'm going to choose to live by faith as an action. I'm going to place my faith in God and believe that He is going to do what He says He's going to do. And so what we need to do is increase the faith in our lives and do away with the doubt, right? What you're doing is you're taking faith in God and you're replacing it with the doubt that's overrun your mind. As you look around and you worry about your friendships, you worry about your relationship with your spouse, or if you're gonna have a spouse one day, or worry about getting older and your health declining and wondering how you're gonna make do in that circumstance, or maybe the money is running out as you get older. There's all kinds of things to worry about. Hopefully I didn't just add more worry on. But instead, what we want to do is doubt our doubt. So when we start doubting, worrying, having fear, say, you know what, I'm turning that off. I'm making a mental choice to shut that out, to turn down the volume, and turn up the faith in God. It's a simple move that you need to practice, super biblical, to say, I'm just going to believe the promises that I find in this book about how God is going to take care of me, and the fact that I'm going to live with Him eternally, and all of this that I'm experiencing right now is just a shadow and it's passing away. So embrace your worth. You're super valuable, right? Live by faith. Doubt your doubt. Not doubt God, but doubt your doubts. And live and walk by faith and not by sight. And then third is this, change your focus. Let's pick up verse 31. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Or will I have enough for retirement? Or what if my car breaks down again? Or fill in the blank with what your worry is. For the Gentiles seek after all these things, that is, unbelievers seek after those kinds of things in life. And your Heavenly Father knows that you need some of those. But seek first the kingdom of God. That's where we get this change your focus. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Here's what you got to do. In this life, it's easy to get caught up and chase after security, chase after wealth, chase after fame, fortune, and want to be seen in a certain light by other people. It's easy to chase the kingdom of this world. But it's a temporary, fake kingdom. And what we got to do is change our focus and say, I'm not going to believe the lie. I'm not going to buy into that worldly focus anymore. Instead, what I'm going to do is consciously decide that I am going to be the kind of kingdom citizen that doesn't live for the wrong kingdom, but instead I'm going to change my focus, and I'm going to focus on the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And I believe by faith that Jesus tells me that all these other things that I need, He knows about it. And if I'll just seek His kingdom first and foremost, guess what? All those other things, He's going to take care of them. Deal with your anxiety this week. All right? Do it right away. Embrace your worth. You're super valuable. Live by faith. Doubt your doubts, man. Shut that stuff off and trust in God. And third, change your focus. Instead of having a life focused on succeeding in this world, change what's important and say, no matter if I get all of that stuff or not, my focus is living for God's kingdom and eternity with Him. And all of a sudden, you will feel that anxiety draining away right on out of you, and the peace of God filling you up by His goodness and His grace. Man, He's a great God. He loves us so much, and He wants that joy for you. I want you to just reach out this week and take it. He's offering it to you. It's actually a command that you would be peaceful and joyful and not worry and not be anxious. Deal with your anxiety this week. Hey, if you need someone to talk to, if you need a friendly person to pray with you, man, we'd love the opportunity to do that. So how can you do that? Reach out to us. Send us an email at info@belmontlife.org and say, pray for me. I'm dealing with worry, with anxiety. Man, we'd love to reach out to you, give you a phone call, pray with you over the phone, meet with you in person if that's possible, and help you cope and help you deal and help you handle the situation that you're going through, because that's what Christian community is all about. So do that right now. Don't delay. And I know that God will bless that step of faith that you're taking. Hey, thank you so much for joining us once again here at Belmont. So glad to have you as a part of the family. If you haven't done it yet, fill out that digital connection card and say, hey, Pastor John, I watched online today while you guys were at the farm. It really is helpful to me to know that you watched. I know I've had that conversation with you and you said, hey, I watch every Sunday. But just filling that card out and just saying, hey, I watched and I hated it, or I'm just kidding. Hey, I watched and I'm still a part of the family. That's valuable for your family members and our church leaders to know about. So do that for me. I hope that you have a blessed week with the Lord. And I hope that if anxiety, worry is something that you've dealt with, that you'll